The Twin Giants, written by Dick King-Smith and read by Stanley McGay. The other thing that Lotovim and Normus liked to do was sing. They would sit side by side outside the cave where they lived and sing the songs their giant parents had taught them, very, very loudly, of course. This might not have been too bad if either of them had been able to sing in tune, but neither could. And in the rich and fertile valley below the mountain, mothers would tell their naughty children,
"Behave yourselves, or the giants will get you."
Lotovim and Normus always did everything together. They walked in step with one another. They woke up and went to sleep at exactly the same time. They even sneezed at the same moment. But the twins were different in one way. Lotovim liked meat. Normus liked vegetables. This had been the case right from the start. When their parents raided the farms and market gardens in the rich and fertile valley below, they might bring back, say, a nice spring lamb and a couple of dozen young cabbages. And Lotovim would always make a grab for the lamb, and Normus would always lunge for the cabbages. Now, giants do not live very long lives, and when the twins were only 12 years old and 12 feet high, both their parents died. So Lotovim and Normus had to learn to find their own food. Twice a day, on Wednesdays and Saturdays, they would thunder down the mountainside, each with a great sack slung over his shoulder, and make the rounds of farms and market gardens, and of dairies and hen houses, and beehives and orchards. For Lotovim did like fruit, and Normus was rather fond of milk and eggs and honey. On those days, the people of the rich and fertile valley locked themselves in their houses, all hoping the giants would steal someone else's produce.